Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. You guys loved the buses yesterday, so it's International Bus Day. So I'm going to run this through the background as we go through the video. Lots to cover. Please like, subscribe. Plus today we have Patriot Gold as a sponsor, and we'll cover everything. So let me show you all the different buses and have them in the background. A restaurant apocalypse is sweeping across America right now. And that's really bad for the economy for a lot of reasons. And the reason, number one, is that this is affecting millions of people right now. It's not just affecting the restaurant owners. It's absolutely affecting every single person in these communities. And when you think about this, when a restaurant does good and you drive down the street and you see all the cars out in front, you're like, oh, that place is packed. It, you know, it spurs interest. But right now, what you're seeing is a huge percentage of people between 26 and 40 that are not going out and spending money in restaurants right now. And this is killing, you know, the restaurant industry completely. And they're not making money right now because people cannot afford to go out. People's disposable income is very low right now. People are not making more money and their wages are down. And, you know, we talk about things like this when it comes to finances, and people are not making more right now. That I got a raise of 3%. Okay, well, inflation, you know, is above that. So you've lost money all the way around when you think about this. So with that being said, I've got a bunch of ammo below about how bad it is when a restaurant goes out of business and what, you know, and who gets affected and what gets affected. But I want you to think about a few things. And the first thing is, think of all the employees that work at the restaurant, you know. And when you talk to a restaurant owner, oh my gosh, I worked, Dan, 100 hours a week. I would sleep or sometimes just to make sure this place was staying afloat. And you can't always have that. So you have all the employees that are gonna lose their jobs. You have the landlord that's not gonna get paid. You've got the power company that's not gonna get paid. But I wanna go one step further. You know, think about this number, diesel fuel, okay? Trucks that deliver, you know, food, produce, everything like that is off to a 26-year low in reporting. 26 years ago, there was more diesel fuel purchased on a regular basis than there is today. Oh, well, everything's going electric, Dan. You got to understand, there's no electric trucks around the country. There's you know, a few, and that's it. So it's not that. So what you're seeing is an absolute collapse economically for that. Now think of all the electricity that doesn't get paid for it. And think of all the taxes that don't get paid. This is why cities like Costa Mesa, California, which is the city right next door to where I'm at right now, you know, is destroyed right now because they don't have the tax dollars that they had, you know, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, and they can't run the place on that. It's a real, real problem. So think of all the suppliers that don't get paid, the meat companies. You know, let's think about if you have an Italian restaurant and you've got fish and you've got produce and you've got all the supplies, all the dry goods, all the towels, you know, the linens, the tablecloths. Are you going to wash that yourself or do you send it out to a company? All that stuff is getting affected right now. And when you look at these companies, they're getting destroyed right now with the lack of sales and with the percentage that they're cut down. And you now, here's the thing. My son works for a couple of very, very successful restaurants in Rhode Island where he lives. And oh, Dad, it was crazy. The night we had, they let me serve and he was just killing it. Okay. Well, that is different. That's the exception. Okay. It's not everything. Because, like I told you, you know, there are a lot of businesses that were closed in Boston. There's about to be more. If you watch my last video, you'll understand that. But you haven't seen anything yet. This is going to get only worse right now. It's going to get worse. So you've got meat, produce, sauce, condiments, everybody that people are buying less on. This is terrible, guys. This is happening right now. And you think of the tax base, you think of everything that happens. This is killing the United States economy right now. When you look at, you know, professionals, economists that sit there and say, this is a bad sign. You can't deny it. Now, you can sit there and say, oh, Dan, it's just some poorly ran restaurants. Is it? Is it really? I want you to think about this because there's a great list that was compiled, and these are the restaurants that are closing in 2024. This is not your mom and pop pizza place, okay? Think about this. Fuddruckers, all of them will close in 2024. That's the hamburger joint. Old Country Buffet, all of them are done. No more biscuits and gravy for you because you're not buying it. IHOP's going to close 100 even stores. 100 stores are going to get closed for IHOP right now. No more Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity for you. Buffalo Wild Wings, every Canadian store is going to close. Every store in Canada is going to close for Buffalo Wild Wings, and a whopping 60 in the United States. You know, it's funny. I dated a girl last year, and I said, hey, we gotta go out and have dinner. And there was another guy that she was interested in, and he offered to take her to Buffalo Wild Wings. So needless to say, I got to date her, okay? Because we didn't go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Applebee's is gonna close 35 stores. And, you know, again, no, guys. The mid-level restaurants are outrageous because of how expensive everything is right now. And we don't even need to talk about this. But Red Lobster, you know, they're having their BK festival right now, which is just the bankruptcy, and they're trying to keep things open. They had hundreds of locations at one point, and now they're trying to keep things open, like their flagship store in Times Square right now. Think about this. The landlord knows the difficulty these guys are going through, and they want to charge them double the rent. They want to raise the rent for the year to $2.2 million, which right now it's $1.1 million. 16,487 square feet, three stories. God, I have this weird stuff in my head. But you know what I mean? So they're trying to put them out of business. Get out of here. So they're trying to keep that store open. Will they be able to do it? Who knows? Well, none of us have a clue if they're going to be able to pull this off. So let me know what you think about this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Think about this. 2024 is almost half done. Everybody's worried about the election and how tumultuous the economy is right now. But you can correct that by getting yourself gold in your retirement. Contact Patriot Gold today. Number one rated. Call them at 888-330-1431. Get a free investor guide and find out how to buy gold. People think it's complicated. It's very easy. If you don't want to call them, use the link below and get yourself a free investor guide. Just fill out the information that they request from the link, and you can find out how you can get gold in your retirement. Contact them today. Look at what all the central banks are doing. Protect yourself. Do it now. They have an IRA, 401k, that's free for life. Call them today, 888-330-1431. Contact Patriot Gold today. Best customer service. I'm not just a spokesman, I'm a client of theirs. I absolutely love everything about the company. They're absolutely fantastic. But contact them today. Do it now before it's too late. I hope you guys like the Volkswagen buses in the background. That was really a fun thing, and people were writing as the video went live and said, oh, I'd like to see more of that. So you're getting a lot more of it today. So, you know, think about this. People just don't think about when a business goes out of business. Oh, Ted was such a jerk. I'm glad he went out of business. Think of everybody that gets affected by that. And the problem with it is you're going to see cities go out of business with all the commercial real estate problems, with people not traveling, people not wanting to work. You have to have an economy that makes things, not just people, you know, barely showing up for work. You have to have things get done. Not everybody's a business owner, you know, and it's absolutely insane. So you have to have an economy that moves forward, you know. And in addition to that, you've got Denny's that's going to close 20 restaurants. Their Grand Slam is not selling. Marie Callender's, this is shocking, guys. All the Marie Callender's is going to go out of business. They make those beautiful pies. But back in the day, they used to have the best salad bar in the world. I defy you to tell me one that was better. You know, Claim Jumper was pretty close, but the Marie Callender salad bar with those cold bowls that they would put everything in, man, that was a meal in itself. And then the portions were insane that they would give you at Marie Callender's, and they're going to go out of business. Pizza Hut, 500 locations are going to go down. Now, majority of those are company-owned stores. Here's the thing. When I was a kid in Orange County, California, Pizza Hut was a restaurant. You would go there and sit down and have a waitress come over and, may I take your order? Yes, I'd like soda and I would like pizza. And they would deliver it to you. And it was great. And for those of you old people like me, some of you will probably remember that, but it was the experience to go to Pizza Hut and sit down in those restaurants. Okay, let me know. Outback Steakhouse, 41 locations are closing. Sparrow, they're in the malls. You know, there's that horrible Italian food, canned sauce and stuff like that. Yeah, I said horrible because my family has an Italian restaurant and I like them better. Mod Pizza, we've talked about them, 27 locations. And again, California, guys, California, they cannot make the wages with the $20 an hour. Now, here's the thing that I was called with my brother, in that on June 1st, they were supposed to pay hospital workers, anybody in healthcare, a minimum of $25 an hour. Well, this included everybody. If you were a janitor, if you were the parking attendant for a hospital, you're considered, you were in healthcare. It was crazy the amount of people that it extended to. The receptionist, everybody was going to get $25 an hour. And they were like, you know, we're going to put a hold on this. I bet they've had such a stellar, you know, reaction to the $20 an hour. Why not just raise those people to $25? Now, understand this. Nurses and doctors and people that work the labs and things like that, those people are skilled and educated and should make more money. Ruby Tuesday, another 16 locations. By the way, I have a cheat sheet for this. I'm not memorizing this stuff. BDQ, 8 of the 59 locations are going to close. Anybody ever eat the BDQ? And then Joe's Crab Shack, 41 locations. Joe's Crab Shack used to be good, but you know, at one point, the city I'm in right now, there used to be one literally across the street from me, and then that closed. Bonefish Grill is going to close the majority of their locations. Carino's Italian, 30 locations. And again, a step above Sparrow, pretty good food. You know, Quiznos, I never got into Quiznos, guys. It was that, you know, they would heat the sub, every sub was hot, stuck under the heat lamp. You get salami, they would heat it up, it'd be all greasy. Remember that? 140 locations are done. Macaroni Grill, and not bad food, you know, but you're going to lose 31 Macaroni Grills. TGI Fridays, which, again, when was the last time you were at TGI Fridays? Oh, I was at, you know, I went to a game, and then I went to the bar at TGI Fridays. Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you a great story. When I was young, I mean, I'm talking 21, 22, I dated a woman that looked just like Courtney Cox. Knockout. Well, she was 20 years old. So we would take her to TGI Fridays and tell people it was her birthday. Oh, happy birthday. Never looked at her ID. Can you believe that? Anyways. Corner Bakery, 104 locations. Aubin Payne, that's that French place. They're going to close 100 locations because nobody can pronounce the place. So they're going to close 100 locations. And then O'Charlie's, 64 locations. And then Boston Market, 91 locations. Now, final one, which we talked about last week, was Rubio's Fish Tacos is going to close 27 locations. And the thing about the 27 locations is 13 of them are in San Diego County alone. And again, think of everybody. Think of all the fish that's not going to be purchased. You know, when you hear diesel fuels not being purchased, guys, this is because things are off. Now, think about this. A tremendous amount of corrugated cardboard is made in Brazil, and they're off by millions and millions of, you know, pounds of corrugated cardboard right now. Oh, really? Orange juice industry is completely off. And the reason for this is that nobody's buying breakfast stuff. Now, you know, I think it's funny. We talked about this last week where McDonald's, the CEO, was all upset because, hey, we don't want to be bad-mouthed and be hit by social media that we have $18 combo meals. Okay, they're 16. Okay, well, sorry. I'm sure they're 18 in, you know, in Connecticut and places that are outrageously expensive. But nobody wants to hear that, you know? They just don't want to hear that. So, found a bunch of great articles about restaurants going out of business, the Red Lobster story, you know. The one thing I want to remind you about is if you're not sure of a phone number, just make it a practice. I mean, unless you're waiting for a call, I try to tell people, don't answer your phone. If it says telemarketer or spam or things like that, don't answer the phone call. I had an insurance claim recently for an auto accident, and I had to wait. And good old insurance company that I have, it kept coming up as potential spam. And I'm finally, then they left a bunch of messages and sent me an email. And I said, hey, do you know this? I screenshot it and sent it to the company. Oh, I've never seen that before. I said, well, fix that. Okay, because you guys look like you're criminals out there. Oh, okay, that's why you didn't answer the phone? Yeah, that's exactly why I didn't answer the phone. So when you answer a spam phone call, they know two things. They know that you're a person that will answer phone calls. They know that the number's good too. Plus, then it goes off to a myriad of things that can go wrong. With all the AI in the world, there's things that you can do and you can say that can absolutely destroy your life with one simple phone call. And last week, I got a text from United States Postal Service. Or your package is delayed and you need to contact us. Call this number immediately or text us and we will send you the following prompts to get your package to you. The company code was the Philippines. Hello. Okay. Well, I don't think the U.S. Postal Service is using a Philippine phone number. Do you guys? So, glad you are with me on that. We just got the April home sales, and oh, things are great. Okay, well, they just slumped another 8.5%. So home sales are down, interest rates are well above 7%. And again, they're above 7% if you've got stellar credit. So many people out there don't have stellar credit, and you're starting to see houses sit on the market longer. Now, there are exceptions to everything. There are businesses killing it right now. There are restaurants that I know that are killing it, where there's a two-hour wait. There are some people doing exceptional volume. It is not everybody. Now, for the people that write me and say, here in North Carolina, Dan, it is the best economy ever. Nothing's ever changed. It's not, okay? You know, here's one that just got me going, and that is the mayor of Minneapolis, Melvin Carter. He makes $141,000 a year. Now, this man just logged in to pay his student loan debt, and it was, you know, it was forgiven. Hey, thanks, Joe Biden, for forgiving my student loan debt. So they forgave student loan debt to millions of people that had $35,000 or less in student loan debt. And people are asking the question, well, why don't you give student loan, you know, why don't you give the student loan money to people that don't owe student loan debt? Like the average person, I mean, couldn't you benefit if you paid off your student loans? Wouldn't you like a stimulus check of 35G? Seriously. I know I would. And again, no, well, I don't know how to answer that. You know, the press secretary was asked that, and she just fumbled through answers on that. So, again, guys, we're living through Looneyville right now, and the mayor of Minneapolis, who makes 141 grand a year, you know, he shoved it up down everybody's throat. And he got his student loans paid off. So congratulations to him. And, you know, what else? Final thing. This goes back to problems that we're seeing with scams. The worst thing is people that are vulnerable. There are people that are broke. And the EBT cards, which is the cards for people that, you know, are not doing well. It's basically for food and for that type of money. There's a term for the EBT cards. I'm gonna find out. Electronics benefit transfer is what they call it. So with the EBT cards, a lot of these cards in a lot of the states do not have a chip on them. So the people are stealing this technology. They're getting the numbers, and you've seen 50 stories from me on how this money has been stolen. You know, and people are getting their data stolen. They're going after those cards. And people get on the first. They get, you know, first of the month. They get their money. They go shopping. And then they have no money to eat. This is tragic. And this is the stuff that makes me very sad to think about. You know, Fran Glover runs a great charity, if you ever want to donate to, called Joseph Dream House. And she prepares meals, like food, for families that have food insecurities. And I had raised a lot of money for Fran and done a lot of good things with Fran. But it really woke me up, because it's like September is Hunger Awareness Month. Is that insane that we have a Hunger Awareness Month? So you're going to have more and more people that are having hunger awareness. As I'm walking through this park, there is all these bunnies out here that are hanging out. So please do not forget to hit the like button. Please do not forget to subscribe to the channel. If you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. And I'm so grateful that you're here. A lot of good things have happened. You know, one thing I want to also thank everybody for is all the mail you guys send me. You guys send me mail, and I really do appreciate it. I'm very grateful for this. I am working 24 hours a day. I'm trying to get more help in the business. But literally, it seems like all I do is work. So I got to work on that. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you guys very soon.